Time it is. We can let down our hair. The mood is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Batting on to give you something to drink. Nah, yeah, it's the Dark 30 hour. I'm here with you, coming from the middle of the Bermuda Triangle in Puerto Rico, back at the flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Steel, and we have investigator Shelley Wright, of course, of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, tell us all what's been happening recently at Wright's Coin Shop.
We have been incredibly busy. Incredibly, incredibly busy. Every time we get a new shipment in, we sell out very, very quickly. So don't get mad at us. Just come by more often and call. And it's just been an incredible time. The market is kind of going up a bit. And so people are buying whatever they can get their hands on, but people are also selling, and it's the coin shop is a wonderful place for people to come and bring their collector coins. And we've had a lot of estates lately. We've done a lot of bank appraisals, and people find out that they have inherited a coin collection, and they get depressed because they don't know what to do with it. Well, you know, they can bring it to our shop and we'll buy it, and we won't just cherry pick. We'll buy the whole thing and we'll give you fair market value. So we're really easy to deal with. We're fun people. We've been around for more than 40 years. Everybody knows us. And so it's spring, and it's spring cleaning, and everybody wants to come and sell their coins right now.
You know, I was listening to an expert recently on Coast to Coast AM, a guy who is a best-selling author who has like two degrees in law, and he was saying that, this guy has proven, he has predicted every financial collapse that has occurred over the past few decades. And he said, if you think what happened in 2008 was a big problem, you don't know anything about what's going to happen soon, because it's going to be way worse. There's going to be a big collapse, and basically fiat currency, the dollar bills that you have in your pocket or the digits that you have in your bank account, are going to be virtually worthless for a long time. And gold and silver is just going to skyrocket. And this guy does not sell gold or silver, so it wasn't like he was trying to just hawk whatever he was saying. But I was thinking, well, this guy doesn't sell it, but I know somebody who does. Wright's Coin Shop, you guys, you're a family-run business. You gobble up as much as you can get, and then you turn it around and you help people. Whether they come in the door and they just have $20 or $30, it doesn't matter. There's nothing to be intimidated about. You can walk in there and you can get you can get coins, you can get other things that are made of gold and silver, take them home, have something of intrinsic value. And these things are actual treasures that you can put in a valuable, you know, in a secret place, and you'll be able to tap into them if you need them, and they're only going to go up in value. So, Shelley, I know that people can call you guys anywhere in the world at 828-298-5402, but people who are lucky enough to be in the Western North Carolina area can actually come and see you guys and talk to you in person and look at what you've got. So how can people find you guys?
They can come to our store at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. It's in South Asheville. Look for the great big yellow sign at the road. And we're you know, that same road that Biltmore Estate is on. It's just we're kind of the other end. But, you know, now especially is a really, really important time to come in and build a relationship with people that have been around for a long time. We've been around since 1973, and we have weathered all of the storms. Now, I mention this because we just got some news yesterday that there are some, you know, pretty big name companies that a lot of people would rather deal with nameless, faceless people at these big companies. They're not doing so well. Some of the bigger names are going bankrupt right now, or they're laying off half of their workforce, or, you know, it's just not looking so good for them. And, you know, now is a really good time for you to, you know, come in and build a relationship and know that we are going to be there. Whatever you need to do, buy, sell, whatever, we're going to be there. You know where we are. So,
Well, let me repeat for everybody now. If you go to rightscoinshop.com, that's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, rightscoinshop.com, you can go ahead, take a general look at why this family-run business has done so well. You can see some of the stock. There's a map there, everything that you need in order to go and just talk to them. You're not going to get a hard sell. You guys don't work on commission, do you, Shelley?
No, we don't. We don't work on commission, and we have no incentive to lie to you. So, you know, you should you should listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
And everybody I know who can afford it has got their own little stash from Wright's Coin Shop, okay? So, go to rightscoinshop.com. There's a link at speakingofstrange.com. Or, again, call them. Just have a conversation. 828-298-5402. Shelley, over the years, you have seen a lot of items move in and out of Wright's Coin Shop. Have you ever seen a coin or any other kind of object that has come through the shop that bears an engraving of a large male organ?
Probably.
Really?
Probably so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Can you, you say probably, so what's coming to mind here?
There are some things that do come through, but I don't know, or I don't remember what the name is.
I would think maybe like old, like very old Greek or Roman coins, maybe.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Shelley. When you are confronted by something, by an object like a coin or a painting or a sculpture, and there's a giant, well done male
tasteful
organ there,
tasteful. Yeah.
What's the alternative? Aren't they always tasteful, Sam? What does an untasteful penis look like?
Well, I mean, without going into too much detail, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, a classic. I'm more of a Renaissance man. I want to see, you know, like a masterpiece, you know, like oil paintings, thick oils. I'm not talking about just something scribbled on the wall at the rest stop. You
okay.
Know?
I will say that most of the things that you encounter are of the female variety rather than the male variety.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, getting to my question, yes. If you see a large male organ of some kind on one of these things, Shelley, do you consider that art?
Well, it depends.
Art is very subjective, Joshua.
Well, yes. I mean, it depends on whether it was it was truly done by the artist, the coin was actually truly done by the artist and left alone, or whether it was fiddled with after by somebody else. Yes.
Okay, so now, Sam, you just
altered, that's what I'm looking for.
Now you said, Sam, if you go into like a bathroom stall and there's this thing on the wall, that's not art to you?
No, I'm just saying it's like the difference between good graffiti and bad graffiti. You know, like, I mean, you've seen some works of art, like some, you know, whole sides of buildings. Or in Cairo, I saw recently 50 buildings utilized to do one huge graffiti like collage. You know, that compared to somebody like scribbling their name with spray paint on a bridge overpass is not art, I don't think. It's just, there is a difference between, like, you know, vandalism and art. And there is a difference between a tastefully done organ and a scribbling on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I bring this up because there's this story from Iowa, Iowa College, and it regards an 18-year-old freshman who is in trouble there. And that's because he fancies himself an artist, and he went into one of the dorms there, and he used some kind of a lighter to burn slash melt a giant male organ onto a hallway ceiling. And, of course, you can understand why this guy is in trouble for doing this to the tiles. But he has said, I am an art student, and this is a public expression of art. And he said, I understand that doing it this way, you know, could have been dangerous to a less knowledgeable person, but in this case, this is art. Now, I'm not going to sort of bring up the question of whether or not this could be a dangerous scenario. Obviously, it could. But people do dangerous things for art all the time. It's like the guy who shot the tightrope between the Twin Towers, if you've seen the documentaries about that, and walked across. Now, that is considered by many people a fantastic work of performance art, but it was dangerous.
Big waves, art form.
Okay, well,
very dangerous.
The other day I was watching a 60 Minutes about Bubba the golfer, Bubba
Watson.
What's his name? Bubba Watson, and his caddy was saying, oh, what Bubba does is art. The way he plays golf is art. So the question becomes, any time that you make a mark, is it art really? I mean, is it technically always
art? Make a mark societally, or like physically, like take a pen or a pencil and make a mark?
Okay, well, let me try and sort this out a little bit. Okay, there is a particular niche in coins. There are these things called hobo nickels. There are some others that...
It's very disrespectful to the hobo community.
Oh, I'm very, very sorry, but it's beautiful art. It really is, and it is art, and it takes a great deal of time and effort, and they're beautiful, but they, you know, they use the old buffalo nickel to do them.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That is really cool, yeah.
Well, look, if Picasso had been a young man and made a huge male organ on a dorm ceiling and that was still preserved, it would be worth millions of dollars.
Well, what about Mapplethorpe photos?
The college guy, let's just call him stupid and move on. That is not art. It is not.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened to a prostitute who got into the media and started taunting the cops and saying, hey, save your money for donuts instead of wasting it on trying to get me. I'll tell you what happened to her when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. For a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing, strangers moving in, a dark night.
Yeah! 30 out on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me remind you now, this is the hour of the program when we dig into some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. This is content that is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of material. Tonight's program, as usual, is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's is 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. They're in Asheville, North Carolina. And I also want to just mention here, before I get on to this next news story about this prostitute who's in probably much bigger trouble than she would have been normally. You know, people are asking me all the time, what is this thing called the wishing machine? Well, here's a true story. I swear to you this is true. I have a good friend. I won't use his name without his permission. He probably wouldn't mind again, but I don't like doing that if I haven't specified it. I have a friend who has a wishing machine. Now, people who use wishing machines, they're always wishing, of course, for big stuff. You know, I want $1 million. I want a car. I want to date Heidi Klum, whatever. And that's all fine. But people who really know how to use these things use them for the littlest things. And my friend, he said that he's basically addicted to Coca-Cola. And he ran out of Coca-Cola late at night, and he really wanted a Coca-Cola. But he was not in a position to go to the store. He was worn out, and he literally took his wishing machine, and he set it, and he said, I want a Coca-Cola, and I want it within, you know, a certain amount of time, and I want it right here. And he pointed to a spot on his couch and put his machine there, and he thought, yeah, right. So he went to sleep. When he got up the next day, he walked into his living room, and guess what? There is nobody around, but there's a Coca-Cola sitting right there with a note. So he pulls, and he didn't tell anybody about this. So he picks up the Coca-Cola. At first, he didn't even see the note. He can't believe what's happened. Then he finds the note, and he opens it. It turns out while he was sleeping, an old friend who has a key to his house, a person he has not seen in over a year, dropped by, realized that he was asleep, and left that Coca-Cola there for him because she knew that he liked Coca-Cola. And he said the odds of that happening were basically impossible. He said this could not have happened, that I got the simple thing that I wanted, when I wanted it, where I wanted it. And he said, this is just, you know, it's scary. It's just crazy. If you use these things properly, you'll be amazed what you can do. Go to wishingmachineproject.com, read the testimonials, watch the free videos, learn about this thing and why the thousands of people around the world are using them. Wishingmachineproject.com. It's uncanny.
Is that the new tagline? It's uncanny.
It's uncanny. It ought to be. It ought to be. Okay, here's a story about a woman in Pennsylvania working as a prostitute. And it's not uncommon for prostitutes to put ads out there that are, you know, using certain key words and key phrases, but they're trying to sort of fly under the radar.
She's going on a date, man.
Yeah. Well, this woman, this 24-year-old in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, she said about the cops, knowing that the cops might try to do a sting or something like that, she just decided it was a good idea to write in her ad, by the way, cops shouldn't even try. She wrote, they can't even find their both buttocks with both hands and a map, so don't try to call and set up a date. Save your gas money for donuts and leave me alone, because flashing a badge isn't going to get you a discount. Okay, that's a quote. So who knows why she decided to do that, but sure enough, the cops saw this and said, ooh, well, this will be a fun little example to make. And so it says here, first, an officer showed up at her room, and room 105, and the woman answered the door in just a T-shirt and her underwear and invited the officer in. But then she apparently picked up on the sense that he seemed a little suspicious, and she asked him to exit the room. She asked him to leave. And so then, this gets even stranger, a female officer undercover, posing as the man's wife.
They've really gone through some trouble on this one, you know.
They have, haven't they? Yeah.
Great use of money.
Yeah. Gained entry to the room and happened to spot some marijuana in plain view.
Oh, come on.
Yep. Boom. That's all they needed. So they arrested her there with marijuana, three joints, a large sum of money, two cell phones, condoms.
So
and
what?
The same lingerie that she wore in her picture in the ad.
When you say this, I'm just like, I'm actually angry because it's such a waste of resources. Like, here's the reality. Some dudes can't get laid, maybe for whatever reason. Like, they ain't got the confidence. They might be like John Merrick. Mm-hmm. And whoever picked up on that reference, good for you.
The Elephant Man,
yes. You know, like some people are socially awkward. Should they be denied having, you know, like which is like a human right? You know, sometimes it's hard to get. It should be available for everybody. And you shouldn't be scolded or shamed or, you know, everybody in the line is so gray because you can go and pay somebody to hang out with, go on a date, you can have sex. But you can't pay, and then, like, the entrapment, like, they lead you in to try to get you to say a certain thing. It's just so dumb. Just, Josh, chime in, please.
Well, I thought I heard Shelley sort of, like, quivering to make a comment. Is that right, Shelley?
Yes, I was. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. That was, you know, that was a challenge she issued. I mean, if I were a cop, I'd be like, oh, okay, really? Really? This is how you feel about it? You're going down.
Do you know, though, like on those vice-type squads that target street-level drug dealing and prostitution, that they are totally, like, most of the time, like, it's not uncommon to say, bust a drug dealer, keep his drugs, resell them. That's happened in our area of the woods. You know what I'm saying? With prostitutes, I'm sure they'll be like, okay, you know, like, we won't take you to jail. I'm sure that has happened. Maybe it's happened to her more on one occasion. Maybe she's got a real reason to dislike law enforcement. And she was at the end of a rope, perhaps.
Didn't sound like she was at the end of a rope. She just sounded like she was full of herself, and she was throwing down the gauntlet.
Well,
I would pick
regardless,
it,
it seems like after the female cop posing as the wife, and then, like, she went to 2 years at Juilliard to train on the taxpayer's dollar so she could play this role to the best of her ability. It just seems like such a colossal waste of effort for sex.
Well, earlier in the show, I said that I support the legalization of drugs, and I have said that for many, many, many years because, again, I believe that the war on drugs does not work.
Nope.
And it's never going to work.
Mm-mm.
When it comes to prostitution, I also think prostitution should be legal. And I have never visited a prostitute, but what I will tell you is that it doesn't make any logical sense to me that you can go and pick up somebody and do that for free, and mm-hmm. that's okay. But the minute that money is exchanged, well, suddenly people can become humiliated and be put in prison.
Totally
or
scorned.
Whatever.
Totally scorned, yeah. In their communities. And what's pornography? I mean, that's people are getting paid to have sex.
Yeah.
That's
and
legal.
So if we're talking about consenting adults, it shouldn't matter. And plus, you could, if you really wanted to break it down, you know, we've kind of touched on this before about how, like, there was this law that some state was looking into passing saying that a lobbyist couldn't, you know, have a dinner with a politician without it being considered some form of
bribery.
You know, like, yeah, bribery. So, hey, when you go out to dinner with somebody on a date before you go and get it on, is that prostitution?
Well,
I mean,
in a way, it is.
Silly.
In a way,
it's
it kind
not.
Of is. Yes, it
it's
is.
Not.
You are buying a meal in exchange for hopefully for sex later.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, listen to this headline. Graves robbed for ghost marriages in China. Oh, yeah, necrophilia. We're digging into it, folks. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
We're coming to kill ya. I want a taste of hemophilia, a drop of thalassemia. I'll drink your blood if you got sickle cell anemia. I'm sick as hell at fiending ya. I'm haunting every dream of ya, seemingly misleading ya just to hear you scream because.
Notice that sweet as moonshine whiskey. It's on our side, you can drink some with me.
Concentrate as I fillet your brains like Salisbury steak. I'll burp you up later for getting what I ate because.
Notice that sweet as moonshine whiskey. It's on our side, you can drink some with me.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Dark 30, do you know what that means? Well, it means that, well, this is the time we save to talk about stories late at night that relate to some of the more amazing, dark, and sordid, and seedy, and controversial material. Okay, this is stuff that you might not want your grandma to hear, but that depends. Turns out my grandmother loves it. I guess that is what genes will do for you. And, you know, it's stuff that the easily offended should not necessarily be listening to. So you can tune out if you don't want to hear these kinds of stories. But as far as we know, they're legit. Either way, we're glad that you're staying up late with us here on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, that number to Wright's, hopefully you have it on your refrigerator, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Bit of a programming note for you. This past month, we've all been so busy and our schedules have been so really impossible to coordinate that we haven't had a show. However, the program director, Brian Hall, says that between now and September, we should be able to do a show pretty much every week. We won't have any interference from ball games. And so our plan is to deliver Speaking of Strange to you as consistently as possible between now and September. The only delays will be when, well, I'm going to be out of town or Sam's going to be gone or Shelly's going to be gone or whatever the situation ends up being. But I will tell you this. Next week, we're going to do a best of for you because I do have to be out of town. I'm working on a really cool project that I'll be telling you about soon. And then, of course, I will next week be on Coast to Coast AM, which is, again, Friday, April the 15th. And talking about a lot of great stuff with George Nori. So I hope that you'll mark that down on your calendar. So next week will be a best of. But over the coming months, we're going to try to keep these shows coming. Here's a headline. Graves robbed for, quote, ghost marriages in China. Now, I read that and I thought, what the heck is a ghost marriage? Well, apparently this is an ancient practice in China, and it has recently spawned a new rise in grave robbing. This ritual, which was highly popular in the 10th century, centers around the belief that it is bad luck for an unmarried man to be buried alone. So in order to combat this, the surviving relatives would find a corpse bride to be buried alongside their departed family member. So just to recap that, a guy should not be buried alone. He needs to be buried with a woman.
Can I just ask a question here? If he's already dead, how much more bad luck can there be?
Yeah, I know. Bad luck being stuck with a woman for the rest of your life. Just nag. You can't ever get away.
I don't know, Shelley. That's a good question. Once in a while, you surprise me with a really good question, like the time you asked me if leprechauns have little gold coins or regular size.
You are such a smart ass.
I'll never forget that. I don't know. I mean, maybe they believe in some kind of hell or something. I'm not sure. But it says here this was banned in 1949, officially and legally, but it's still being practiced using artificial corpse brides made out of paper or dough. How weird is that? So
that's much more earth-friendly. Cheaper.
Yeah. So, I mean, can you imagine going to, like, a guy's funeral and they say, well, now we're going to bring out this, like, paper doll that we're going to bury him with for good luck on his next, you know, adventure. But they say, incredibly, some companies even offered to match deceased men with recently departed women in order to facilitate this. So they're like, okay, this guy died, this woman died yesterday, let's hook them up. But they say it appears now that the residents of this province called Shanxi are taking matters into their own hands. Because they say at least 3 dozen female bodies have been stolen from their graves over the last 3 years. And they think this is this theft is likely fueled by both a relatively light punishment, so there's no like big punishment if you steal a corpse, coupled with the high price that a corpse bride can earn. So, you know, basically, if they believe strongly this dude needs to be married with a dead woman, the penalty for digging up a woman is pretty light, but people are paying big money to get the dead woman. And so they say that these pilfered bodies are being buried quickly alongside their new husbands. And it's been sort of difficult for the authorities to keep up with this because who wants to run around digging up bodies and finding out, you know, what the deal
is? It's so weird, though. Like, you know, like if you think about different cultures, like to us that sounds – well, to me it sounds stupid. That sounds ridiculous.
Me too.
But, like, obviously to these people it's like some – it's pretty a big deal, you know.
Well, I mentioned before the break that we were going to talk about necrophilia. Now, do you think that there is something necrophilic about this, or is this a totally separate sort of subject?
Well, necrophilia implies
a living person with a dead
person. The dead, yeah.
Two dead people equals a positive. So I...
that there's no necrophilia there.
No.
Well, necro meaning dead.
Right.
Philia meaning love. Love of the dead. Maybe we have just a very narrow westernized idea about necrophilia because we're scumbags and we think about it as like, I'm going to bang a dead body.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, is there something about love, you know, dead people and love that is sort of flows throughout this whole philosophy?
That you have just explained in the story? No,
say it would be romantic.
There is no romantic.
It would be romantic if it was like your wife of 50 years and you're buried together.
Right.
But if they're just digging up a random corpse to throw in there so you're not lonely.
You know, the paper mache bride thing. What? There's no love in that. That's ridiculous.
It's like a pinata.
Yes, it's like a pinata.
And so you don't. Well. I mean, imagine this. Imagine that you know the woman who gets dug up is like your widow.
That's messed up. Yeah.
Yeah. They dig up your widow and throw her in with the other guy.
I would not be happy about that.
Well, and let me tell you something. The dead, the dead will not like that. They will not. The real dead.
Well,
yeah.
You know, we have some weird ideas, but why is it that the Asians are the weirdest? I mean, you know, they say they've been around longer. They have the most advanced ancient culture. They have, you know, the highest scores on math tests. Why are they the ones into this kind
of
stuff?
Why they got to deplete the oceans of, like, rare fishes or, like, animals for weird sexual stimulating effects when, like, there's pharmaceuticals that'll do that? You don't need rhino horn. You don't need tiger penis.
You talking about octopus sex or what?
No, not that. I'm just saying, you know, like, ground rhino horn or tiger, you know, like all those weird Far East make you very virile, you know?
Right.
Now, stop killing the animals. There's 8 rhinos left. Leave them alone. Take a Viagra.
All right. How about this story from St. Louis, Missouri? 20-year-old man decided to take a selfie of himself posing naked with a gun.
Where can this go wrong?
A selfie of himself.
sorry. Sometimes I'm waiting for a better host to kick in, but no. Yeah, I got so a selfie with a gun, and it says here that the gun went off, and he shot off his own penis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. That's legitimately a bummer.
He says, I thought that the only thing girls like more than guns is men without shirts on. So I took my shirt off. And then to stand out from the rest of the shirtless gun selfies, I decided to take my pants off.
It makes sense.
Oh my gosh. And these guys, they never ask girls if this stuff is really a turn on. Because it's not.
When asked what he thought, I think it's like girls probably really attractive, like a guy without a penis. It's a good look.
Yeah. Well, the headline here is a half-cocked man. Well, I'll leave it at that. We're going to take a break when we come back. Oh, my goodness. The last stories I've saved for tonight. Oh, boy. They're good ones. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and it's called Speaking of Strange. Final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the Dark 30 Hour of the program. Tonight's show, as usual, presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to write is 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And I hope that you will go to speakingofstrange.com and find the link to Rites, as well as all kinds of other cool stuff, like the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the Home, the Mind the Machines, the Money Magic Kit. So much stuff to explore. You could spend hours and hours if you start following the links around. So I hope that you'll do that. But if you know, if you only go to one website, go to joshuapwarren.com, scroll down and look at that picture of George Washington's ghost, and email me and let me know what you think of that. Now, here we are in the final minutes of the show, and being Dark 30, I'll remind you these are stories that are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff.
What kids are listening to AM radio at 11? 11,
well,
the dirty ones.
I've heard that there are kids who sneak out of bed at night and turn on the radio like it's the 1920s or something. No, they have a little device. They have a little radio, and they quietly listen to it. You know, when you were a kid and your parents told you to go to bed, I don't know about you, but I used to have a flashlight and one of my favorite little pulp novels, and I'd get under the covers and read that book. Well, apparently there may be kids who are doing that. And if you're a kid and you're listening to the show, turn it off right now. Right, Sam?
I don't know what the story is. I don't know what the story is, so I don't know how bad it is.
Actually, you know, here I love it when we have stories that are so vivid that you don't even have to read the story. All you have to do is read the headline. And as a writer, I really appreciate that. Because it's like I can read the headline, and I could read the story if you really want me to, like, you know, create this whole theater of the mind experience. But it's not necessary. For example, okay, this is a perfect example of this. Headline number one. I'm going to read one sentence. You tell me how much deeper I have to go into this, all right? Headline. Man had 1,428 bags worth of heroin in his rectum.
Ooh.
I'd say impressive.
You don't have to go any deeper.
That's from Vermont. Yeah. 1,000. Now, 1,000 of anything is a lot.
Okay? I know.
1,428 bags of heroin in his rectum.
At least the number pleases me on like a visual. You know what I'm saying? There's like a 4, a 2, and an 8. It's divisible.
Sure.
I just keep thinking of this phrase, this thing that your friend used to say. I don't even remember who it was. Something about the rectum being frighteningly large.
No, I know what you're talking about. No, this wasn't a friend. Yeah,
it's like if the guy only knew that, like, if he got 1,500, he'd wait, I got a discount.
Oh my God.
But he got 1,428.
Yeah, Patton Oswalt said the human rectum is nightmarishly elastic.
Oh, okay. I was close.
That's the one. All right, next story. Okay, here. How's this for a headline? Wisconsin stripper arrested for biting customer's crotch during lap dance. Okay, boom! The shortest story that, you know, it's like a one-line short story. We know it happened in Wisconsin. We know it was a 29-year-old woman. We know a guy was getting a lap dance. We know that she bit him on the crotch. Isn't that beautiful how much information is packed into one line? I love it.
It didn't even faze me. I mean, that's like, it happens. I guess it was just a particularly aggressive, perhaps?
Well, more aggressive than I've ever experienced in a strip club. A 24-year-old man said he just gave her a few dollars to do her thing.
Well,
and
maybe
then,
that's why he got bit, because he just gave her a few dollars. Maybe he needs to tip better.
Now, you can't ask more questions like, okay, were his pants down? No. Apparently, he was uncomfortable with how it turned out. Let's put it that way.
Wah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he's being...
Try sticking 1,428 bags of heroin in your rectum.
That's uncomfortable.
Last story. This is from South Carolina. Another one. Great. Here's the headline. One line. It says so much. Sheriff, colon, Chesney woman arrested after videos of sexual acts with dog. There you go. 23-year-old. She said she was in love with her dog.
That would never happen in Union, South Carolina, but in Chesney.
If you know, love knows no boundaries. It even goes beyond the grave. And I think we've gone beyond our airtime here tonight, or we're about to. So I'm going to say I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. And until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Be sure to sign up for the free e-newsletter on the site. And don't ever text while driving. Tune in next week for a best of You Are Commanded. What is wrong with me?